Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chan Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of January 27, 2022. Do you know that the electric chair was invented by a dentist? Today we have selected 11 papers out of 45 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by David Bao, PhD student at MIT, and Antonio Torralba, professor of computer science, MIT.
Paper title:
Natural Language Descriptions of Deep Visual Features.
Authored by
Evan Hernandez, Sarah Schwetman, David Bao, Tiona Bagashvili, Antonio Torralba, and Jacob Andreas.
Paper abstract:
Some neurons in deep networks specialize in recognizing highly specific perceptual, structural, or semantic features of inputs. In computer vision, techniques exist for identifying neurons that respond to individual concept categories like colors, textures, and object classes. But these techniques are limited in scope, labeling only a small subset of neurons and behaviors in any network. Is a richer characterization of neuron-level computation possible? We introduce a procedure called MILAN for Mutual Information-Guided Linguistic Annotation of Neurons that automatically labels neurons with open-ended, compositional, natural language descriptions. Given a neuron, MILAN generates a description by searching for a natural language string that maximizes pointwise mutual information with the image regions in which the neuron is active. MILAN produces fine-grained descriptions that capture categorical, relational, and logical structure and learned features. These descriptions obtain high agreement with human-generated feature descriptions across a diverse set of model architectures and tasks, and can aid in understanding and controlling learned models. We highlight three applications of natural language neuron descriptions. First, we use MILAN for analysis, characterizing the distribution and importance of neurons selective for attribute, category, and relational information in vision models. Second, we use MILAN for auditing, surfacing neurons sensitive to protected categories like race and gender in models trained on datasets intended to obscure these features. Finally, we use MILAN for editing, improving robustness in an image classifier by deleting neurons sensitive to text features spuriously correlated with class labels.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ming-Sun Yang, University of California at Merced, and Hongdong Li, Australian National University.
Paper title:
Deep Image Deblurring, A Survey.
Authored by
Kaihao Zhang, Wanqi Ren, Wenan Luo, Wei Sheng Lai, Bjorn Stenger, Ming-Sun Yang, and Hongdong Li.
Paper abstract:
Image deblurring is a classic problem in low-level computer vision, which aims to recover a sharp image from a blurred input image. Recent advances in deep learning have led to significant progress in solving this problem, and a large number of deblurring networks have been proposed. This paper presents a comprehensive and timely survey of recently published deep learning-based image deblurring approaches, aiming to serve the community as a useful literature review. We start by discussing common causes of image blur, introduce benchmark datasets and performance metrics, and summarize different problem formulations. Next, we present a taxonomy of methods using convolutional neural networks, CNN, based on architecture, loss function, and application, offering a detailed review and comparison. In addition, we discuss some domain-specific deblurring applications including face images, text, and stereo image pairs. We conclude by discussing key challenges and future research directions.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Marcus Rohrbach, research scientist, Facebook AI Research. Chifu Chang, professor of electrical engineering and computer science, Columbia University. And Lorenzo Torresani, Dartmouth College, Facebook Research.
Paper title:
Learning to Recognize Procedural Activities with Distance Supervision.
Authored by
Zudong Lin, Fabio Petroni, Yedis Bertasius, Marcus Rohrbach, Shifu Chang, and Lorenzo Torresani.
Paper abstract:
In this paper, we consider the problem of classifying fine-grained, multi-step activities, for example, cooking different recipes, making disparate home improvements, creating various forms of arts and crafts, from long videos spanning up to several minutes. Accurately categorizing these activities requires not only recognizing the individual steps that compose the task but also capturing their temporal dependencies. This problem is dramatically different from traditional action classification, where models are typically optimized on videos that span only a few seconds and that are manually trimmed to contain simple atomic actions. While step annotations could enable the training of models to recognize the individual steps of procedural activities, existing large-scale datasets in this area do not include such segment labels due to the prohibitive cost of manually annotating temporal boundaries in long videos. To address this issue, we propose to automatically identify steps in instructional videos by leveraging the distance supervision of a textual knowledge base, WikiHow, that includes detailed descriptions of the steps needed for the execution of a wide variety of complex activities. Our method uses a language model to match noisy, automatically transcribed speech from the video to step descriptions in the knowledge base. We demonstrate that video models trained to recognize these automatically labeled steps, without manual supervision, yield a representation that achieves superior generalization performance on four downstream tasks: recognition of procedural activities, step classification, step forecasting, and egocentric video classification.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Jichun Liu, Microsoft.
Paper title:
SAVQA, Structured Alignment of Visual and Semantic Representations for Visual Question Answering.
Authored by
Peixi Xiong, Quansang Yu, Pei Yu, Cheng Lu, and Ying Wu.
Paper abstract:
Visual Question Answering, VQA, attracts much attention from both industry and academia. As a multimodality task, it is challenging since it requires not only visual and textual understanding, but also the ability to align cross-modality representations. Previous approaches extensively employ entity-level alignments, such as the correlations between the visual regions and their semantic labels, or the interactions across question words and object features. These attempts aim to improve the cross-modality representations, while ignoring their internal relations. Instead, we propose to apply structured alignments, which work with graph representation of visual and textual content, aiming to capture the deep connections between the visual and textual modalities. Nevertheless, it is non-trivial to represent and integrate graphs for structured alignments. In this work, we attempt to solve this issue by first converting different modality entities into sequential nodes in the adjacency graph, then incorporating them for structured alignments. As demonstrated in our experimental results, such a structured alignment improves reasoning performance. In addition, our model also exhibits better interpretability for each generated answer. The proposed model, without any pre-training, outperforms the state-of-the-art methods on GQA dataset, and beats the non-pre-trained state-of-the-art methods on VQA V2 dataset.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Moncef Gabbage, Professor, Tampere University.
Paper title:
Self-Attention Fusion for Audiovisual Emotion Recognition with Incomplete Data.
authored by
Katerina Chumashenko, Alexandros Iosifidis, and Monsef Gavage.
Paper abstract.
In this paper, we consider the problem of multimodal data analysis with a use case of audiovisual emotion recognition. We propose an architecture capable of learning from raw data and describe three variants of it with distinct modality fusion mechanisms. While most of the previous works consider the ideal scenario of presence of both modalities at all times during inference, we evaluate the robustness of the model in the unconstrained settings where one modality is absent or noisy, and propose a method to mitigate these limitations in a form of modality dropout. Most importantly, we find that following this approach not only improves performance drastically under the absent/noisy representations of one modality, but also improves the performance in a standard ideal setting, outperforming the competing methods.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Monsef Gavage, Professor, Tampere University.
Paper title:
Self-Attention Neural Bag of Features.
Authored by
Katerina Chumashenko, Alexandros Iosifidis, and Monsef Gavage.
Paper abstract.
In this work, we propose several attention formulations for multivariate sequence data. We build on top of the recently introduced 2D attention and reformulate the attention learning methodology by quantifying the relevance of feature/temporal dimensions through latent spaces based on self-attention rather than learning them directly. In addition, we propose a joint feature-temporal attention mechanism that learns a joint 2D attention mask highlighting relevant information without treating feature and temporal representations independently. The proposed approaches can be used in various architectures, and we specifically evaluate their application together with Neural Bag of Features feature extraction module. Experiments on several sequence data analysis tasks show the improved performance yielded by our approach compared to standard methods.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Xiao Wang, Zhengzhou University of Light Industry.
Paper title:
Event-based video reconstruction via potential-assisted spiking neural network.
Authored by
Linzhu, Xiao Wang, Yi Chang, Jianing Li, Tiejin Huang, and Yonghong Tian.
Paper abstract.
Neuromorphic vision sensor is a new bio-inspired imaging paradigm that reports asynchronous, continuously per pixel brightness changes called events with high temporal resolution and high dynamic range. So far, the event-based image reconstruction methods are based on artificial neural networks, ANN, or handcrafted spatiotemporal smoothing techniques. In this paper, we first implement the image reconstruction work via fully spiking neural network, SNN, architecture. As the bio-inspired neural networks, SNNs operating with asynchronous binary spikes distributed over time, can potentially lead to greater computational efficiency on event-driven hardware. We propose a novel event-based video reconstruction framework based on a fully spiking neural network, FSN, which utilizes leaky integrate and fire, LIF, neuron and membrane potential, MP, neuron. We find that the spiking neurons have the potential to store useful temporal information, memory, to complete such time-dependent tasks. Furthermore, to better utilize the temporal information, we propose a hybrid potential-assisted framework, PAFSN, using the membrane potential of spiking neuron. The proposed neuron is referred as adaptive membrane potential, AMP, neuron, which adaptively updates the membrane potential according to the input spikes. The experimental results demonstrate that our models achieve comparable performance to ANN-based models on IJRR, MIFISEC, and HQF datasets. The energy consumptions of EFSN and PAFSN are 19.36 × 7.75 × more computationally efficient than their ANN architectures, respectively.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Changsheng Xu, Professor, Institute of Automation, Chinese Academy of Sciences.
Paper title:
Mitigating the Mutual Error Amplification for Semi-Supervised Object Detection.
Authored by
Changsheng Ma, Xingjia Pan, Kuaishang Yi, Fan Tang, Yanhang Shen, Kei Yan, and Changsheng Xu.
Paper abstract:
Semi-supervised object detection, SSOD, has achieved substantial progress in recent years. However, it is observed that the performances of self-labeling SOD methods remain limited. Based on our experimental analysis, we reveal that the reason behind such phenomenon lies in the mutual error amplification between the pseudo-labels and the trained detector. In this study, we propose a cross-teaching, CT, method, aiming to mitigate the mutual error amplification by introducing a rectification mechanism of pseudo-labels. CT simultaneously trains multiple detectors with an identical structure but different parameter initialization. In contrast to existing mutual teaching methods that directly treat predictions from other detectors as pseudo-labels, we propose the label rectification module, LRM, where the bounding boxes predicted by one detector are rectified by using the corresponding boxes predicted by all other detectors with higher confidence scores. In this way, CT can enhance the pseudo-label quality compared with self-labeling and existing mutual teaching methods, and reasonably mitigate the mutual error amplification. Over two popular detector structures, i.e., SST300 and faster RCNNFPN, the proposed CT method obtains consistent improvements and outperforms the state-of-the-art SOD methods by 2.2% absolute map improvements on the Pascal Voc and MS Coco benchmarks. The code is available at github.com/mashengcheng2016/cross-teaching-sod.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Wanliu Yang, Senior Lecturer at the University of Sydney.
Paper title:
Monodistill, Learning Spatial Features for Monocular 3D Object Detection.
Authored by
Jiu Chang, Xinju Ma, Hong Zhang, Yu Xin Yue, Hoji Li, Ziwei Wang, and Wanliu Yang.
Paper abstract:
3D object detection is a fundamental and challenging task for 3D scene understanding, and the monocular-based methods can serve as an economical alternative to the stereo-based or lidar-based methods. However, accurately detecting objects in the 3D space from a single image is extremely difficult due to the lack of spatial cues. To mitigate this issue, we propose a simple and effective scheme to introduce the spatial information from lidar signals to the monocular 3D detectors, without introducing any extra cost in the inference phase. In particular, we first project the lidar signals into the image plane and align them with the RGB images. After that, we use the resulting data to train a 3D detector, LidarNet, with the same architecture as the baseline model. Finally, this LidarNet can serve as the teacher to transfer the learned knowledge to the baseline model. Experimental results show that the proposed method can significantly boost the performance of the baseline model and ranks the 1st place among all monocular-based methods on the KITI benchmark. Besides, extensive ablation studies are conducted, which further prove the effectiveness of each part of our designs and illustrate what the baseline model has learned from the LidarNet. Our code will be released at github.com/monsterghost/mono-distill.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Zhenqing Wu, professor, Nanjing University.
Paper title:
Training Vision Transformers with Only 2040 Images.
Authored by
Yunhao Cao, Haiyu, and Zhenqing Wu.
Paper abstract:
Vision Transformers, VTS, is emerging as an alternative to convolutional neural networks, CNNs, for visual recognition. They achieve competitive results with CNNs, but the lack of the typical convolutional inductive bias makes them more data-hungry than common CNNs. They are often pre-trained on JFT300M or at least ImageNet, and few work study training VTS with limited data. In this paper, we investigate how to train VTS with limited data, for example, 2040 images. We give theoretical analyses that our method, based on parametric instance discrimination, is superior to other methods in that it can capture both feature alignment and instance similarities. We achieve state-of-the-art results when training from scratch on 7 small datasets under various VT backbones. We also investigate the transferring ability of small datasets and find that representations learned from small datasets can even improve large-scale ImageNet training.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 11. This paper was selected because it is authored by Fuchun Sun, Professor, Department of Computer Science and Technology, Tsinghua University.
Paper title:
Self-Supervised 3D Semantic Representation Learning for Vision and Language Navigation.
Authored by
Xinan Tan, Mengmeng Ge, Ti Guo, Haiping Lu, and Fuchun Sun.
Paper abstract:
In the vision and language navigation task, the embodied agent follows linguistic instructions and navigates to a specific goal. It is important in many practical scenarios and has attracted extensive attention from both computer vision and robotics communities. However, most existing works only use RGB images but neglect the 3D semantic information of the scene. To this end, we develop a novel self-supervised training framework to encode the voxel-level 3D semantic reconstruction into a 3D semantic representation. Specifically, a region query task is designed as the pretext task, which predicts the presence or absence of objects of a particular class in a specific 3D region. Then, we construct an LSTM-based navigation model and train it with the proposed 3D semantic representations and BERT language features on vision language pairs. Experiments show that the proposed approach achieves success rates of 68% and 66% on the validation unseen and test unseen splits of the R2R dataset respectively, which are superior to most of RGB-based methods utilizing vision language transformers.
What an interesting paper.